Chapter 2. Hougomont. This was a funereal spot, the beginning of the obstacle, the first resistance, which that great woodcutter of Europe called Napoleon encountered at Waterloo, the first knot under the blows of his axe. It was a chateau. It is no longer anything but a farm. For the antiquary, Hougomont is Hugomont's. This manor was built by Hugo, sire of Sommerel, the same who endowed the sixth chaplaincy of the Abbey of Villiers. The traveller pushed open the door, elbowed an ancient calash under the porch, and entered the courtyard. The first thing which struck him in this paddock was a door of the 16th century, which here simulates an arcade, everything else having fallen prostrate around it. A monumental aspect often has its birth in ruin. In a wall near the arcade opens another arched door of the time of Henry IV, permitting a glimpse of the trees of an orchard. Beside this door, a manure hole, some pickaxes, some shovels, some carts, an old well with its flagstone and its iron reel, a chicken jumping and a turkey spreading its tail, a chapel surmounted by a small bell tower, a blossoming pear tree trained in espalier against the wall of the chapel. Behold the court, the conquest of which was...